right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 475, the real 475, not like that fake one last week. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York, and as always, we are joined by a man who's been rendering realistic vaginas in his head for, I don't know, like 25 years now, Wombat.
You made me so young. Or am I a late bloomer? What is it? Is
you never
one
know.
One or the other.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows how old you were
when they were realistic?
That's true. You know what? I think that's a good point. Trying to think how old I was when I saw a real one.
I didn't actually like do the math. That you know, yeah. I just
I get it.
Yeah, shipwreck.
I also know what vaginas are. Yes.
Oh yeah, we'll talk. I guess we'll talk about that later. I don't know.
Vaginas.
Talk about it. Realistic vaginas in AAA video games.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. The time has come.
Maybe not.
I mean, you have to know, like, Walmart's not going to sell that, right? They don't want vaginas, rendered vaginas in their store. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure nobody wants that if it's not, like, if the people who are buying it don't know it's already there. Like, it's got to be up front.
Yeah, it's not something you want to sneak up on you. I'm sort of a shipwreck on that one. It's not, you know, because sometimes, you know, and I know you do this too, Chibi, you play a game that is borderline appropriate, but like you're playing a game like, say, like a Watch Dogs, where you know all you really want to do is like run from point A to point B and not really do much else. It's like, oh, I could do that in this half hour before the kid goes to bed. But then you're doing that, and then he walks in the room, and there's that in the face.
Right.
And it's a different, then it's a conversation that might need to be had, I guess. I don't know.
I would probably rather wait on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good job. They did a good job with it, though.
Disturbingly good job with it. Like,
I want to see what it looks like on the PS4 Pro. I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, what this guy was running.
I'm just wondering if
every hair renders.
Right. If the guy that had to sit down and program that, if he's like so upset now that they're just wiping away all of his hard work, or if he built that in
someone
there.
Someone had to do it. Oh, someone had to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like vaginas just happen in video games. Somebody had to sit there and painstakingly make a digital vagina.
Which you knew was coming
out. Digina. I believe that's called a digina.
And you had to know that it's coming out, right? As soon as somebody finds it, they're going to have to patch it. I mean, is there any
other
outcome?
Come out with two versions. There's Watch Dogs and there's Snatch Dogs.
I don't know.
So I guess...
How many different names did you come up with?
We're talking about this right now because we can't possibly have two segments about
this.
No,
we're not going back. This is the conversation.
They're patching out the vaginas... But not the penises.
What?
Really?
That is what I've been reading today.
That can't be true.
That
so they're going to have the wangs, but not the hoo-has?
Right.
That's
and I thought
fair.
We talked enough about Sausage Party last week.
Oh.
Come on, that was funny. That was kind of
funny.
Maybe
there'll be a second patch. Maybe this is a complicated patch to get out there. But yeah, right
they're
now...
Rushing.
From what I've read is they're going to patch out the vaginas.
I got it. So yeah. What you're saying is patch 1.01, remove vaginas. Patch 1.02, remove penile.
And improve stability.
General fixes?
Yeah.
General fixes, stability. A couple of known issues and bugs.
Oh, that's a weird thing. I don't know. Now it feels like Spartacus if there's going to be a lot of penises.
It's the only game that has to remove bugs and crabs. Huh. Mm.
What? Oh. Why are they there? It's so weird. Like,
I don't know.
If there's no reason for them to be in the game, why did somebody
like,
take
yeah,
the time
not a plot point.
To put that in there? Oh.
They really want to take advantage of all those new pixels in the PS4 Pro and Scorpio.
Did Watch Dogs just not have enough press leading up to it?
That could be it. Ah, there you go. There's no accidents, right, in a game like this? It's
no,
too risky.
I mean, this has taken years to develop. It's a major AAA franchise with a lot of publishing money behind it.
Right.
It's like those. It's like those commercials that used to be on the G4 network. We got to tighten up those vaginas on level 3.
Stop it. I mean, what's more likely, that some guy just went rogue and decided to render a vagina really realistically, or
he put his initials on all of them?
You know, potentially risking his job and career, or someone thought it would be a good free marketing at some point soon after the game launches.
Maybe they didn't expect it to be found so graphically.
You have to know. You have to know by this point.
Well, I mean, not right away. Like, maybe they thought it would be like after the holidays.
After the game released.
Yeah, like at like 2 months from now, maybe, to help with like a little bit of press after the game is sort of fallen away from. I don't know.
I feel like you get more backlash. You get more backlash if it happens after Christmas.
Oh yeah, exactly. Because you bought this for little Johnny, and now little Johnny has seen a hairy monster, and he's all messed up.
What about Sony banning the guy that shared his in-game screenshot?
Yeah, that's messed up. Did he get his account back? Is that still a thing that's like pending?
I don't know. I saw that they banned him and then banned him for longer.
Yes.
But apparently it's part of their terms of service that you can't share anything sexually oriented. It's so weird. Why are video games this? Why have we gotten to this point?
The other thing is, I mean, what, he shared it on Twitter or something?
Yeah, right? Well, he shared what he did. He shared it with through the PS4 tools or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, why would Sony care what I share through Twitter? Okay, so I pull a picture off a PS4 and put it through my Twitter account or post it on a forum under my name. What does that matter? It's not like I'm sharing it. Am I sharing it through Sony network somewhere? Is it appearing?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Because
you're saving the screen and the Sony platform.
No, but I mean, is it appearing on somebody's news feed in Sony land? I'm not too familiar.
No, but you are using their service.
No, I get it.
So it's their terms of service.
It goes directly into one of their montage commercials.
an E3 trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I demand justice for that guy.
Boycott. Wombat demands a boycott of all Sony products and services until this guy has his account back.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Ubisoft should do something to help this guy out.
Yeah, that is true.
I put it on them to say, hey, Sony, let's not be jerks here.
Or at least buy the guy a PS4 Pro or something.
Something.
Hook the guy up.
I mean, she had crotchless panties on, right?
Yeah.
What? How did that even happen?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure if that was from an accident or something. I thought there was an explosion or something. Is that not the case?
That was what he said happened, was he was exploding some pipes or something, and then just some collateral damage took out some NPCs nearby. And I think this NPC happened to be a hooker.
Oh, yeah. I just zoomed in. Look at that. It's real. It's the match. They match the stockings, the crotchless panties. Nice job.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's pretty disturbing. Well, it's like a car accident. You can't look away, though.
No, you can't.
Is that enough rendered vagina talk? Do you want to hear about my attendance at UFC 205?
I actually do. I was going to ask you about it, and I said, you know what? I am going to wait and have you tell me about it on the show. And this way I won't fall asleep. So tell me about it now.
I have to be very careful, though, because people get mad. If I don't talk about this correctly, people are going to be offended and mad at me, because people love UFC.
Yeah, I saw people were pissed at you that you were going, and I don't want to jump ahead, but go ahead.
Right. So a friend of mine is connected with UFC somehow and is coming into town. He tells me like the day before he's coming, and he's like, hey, I'm coming into town, be in this weekend. And he offers me like three different events to go to with it that he has to go to. It was this and the two football games that were going on this weekend. One was the Jet game, and the other was the Patriots game. And he's like, hey, if you can go to any of these, you know, just come, let me know, and, you know, I'll hook you up. And the only one that I could go to was the UFC, because I had a ping pong tournament the next day on Sunday. So that wiped out all of Sunday. And yeah, Friday was no good. So Mrs. Cheapy and I both went. And so we had dinner first and, you know, I met his friends. We were like a group of eight people, eight of his friends, basically, and a couple of coworkers, one coworker maybe or two. So after we eat dinner, we walk over to we get SUV'd over. This is like really like the ridiculous. I mean, it's very, this whole thing is very ridiculous. And I have to preface this. Well, it's too late to preface it, but I had to say that, like, I don't really care about any of this type of stuff. I really care to see my friend who I get to see once every 3 years, if I'm lucky. Okay. I don't care about VIP treatment. I don't care about UFC particularly. I went to hang out with my friend, and this was my opportunity to do that. Okay. You got that, Wombat?
I got it.
Okay.
You care very much about all of this stuff. Got it. I'm on board.
Right. So, I mean, I have these tickets right here. Where are they? I put them on my desk somewhere. Oh, here they are. These are physically, they're like those hologram tickets. They're like thick. What do you call those? When you move it and the light reflects and it shows a lot of different images.
Lenticular?
Hologram?
Lenticular is what I'm looking for. So, would you like to guess? These weren't ringside seats. He had a bunch of friends. So he had a couple of people that got to sit ringside, which apparently isn't that great because you're blocked by the camera guys and you're looking up. You're looking up into the ring because you're actually below the ring. So these were not ringside seats, but they were still excellent seats. I mean, these are the most expensive tickets that I ever had to anything, basically. You could fly to Japan with these tickets, with one ticket for one person. It's a weird price. Like, they're $1,506. What's that extra $6 for? Like, what's
Ticketmaster fees?
But it's printed on the ticket.
Convenience fees.
I don't know. It just looks weird. Anyway, they're lovely, lovely tickets that, I don't know, people were wearing around.
That's an expensive ticket.
It's ridiculous. I felt, when I just looked at that, I felt just, it's uncomfortable, really. Especially
how was the fight?
So, okay. So first of all, so we go in through a special entrance to the side. So you're removed from basically the general public immediately. They bring you in like through the back of Madison Square Garden. And they bring you into like this, it's called like the 1837 Club or something. I don't know, some date that started with 18. I don't know what the significance of it was, but besides the fact that they had free drinks and free food in there. And that I walked past Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Yes.
Yes. Any other celebrities in there, or you wouldn't have noticed?
I wouldn't have noticed. I heard that... Hugh Jackman was in there after I walked.
You're the worst.
He was in there after I walked out of there.
Okay. I was like, you did not like.
It's not that I didn't see him.
I saw your picture of Robert Kraft. I would expect you to take a similar picture with Hugh Jackman.
Demi Lovato was there. I saw her like walking through.
Really? What does she look like? A person?
I don't really know. I'm pretty sure it was her because I saw her on the Jumbotron.
Okay, whatever.
Jumbotron.
Keep going with your story. I'm already disappointed. Go ahead.
Why? Why?
I like Demi Lovato.
Yeah, sure. So we hung out in like this, whatever this club thing was. And they have like all the undercards going up on the TVs there. And we actually had our own room, and they had these really fancy brochures of the fight, like these books just about this tonight. It looked like if they sold them. I don't know if they sold them. I don't think
so.
I'm
sure they mean like a program.
Yeah, it's the program.
I mean, it looked like they would charge $50 for it if they sold it.
It's called a program.
Yeah.
Okay. They were just piled up there.
Like programs. If you were to pile
I don't know.
Programs.
They were books. I don't know what a program is. It was like, if it's a program, it's the nicest program ever. It was like
it's like talking to someone who's just landed on the planet. What are these things called? These things, this food you called it?
It seemed
it
to be a lot.
Butt?
It seemed to be a lot nicer than any program that I've ever seen before. Is what I'm saying. There was no price tag on it. It didn't look like it was for sale. Is what I'm saying. I could be totally wrong. And I'm Shipwreck saying, yep, he's totally wrong. Anyway, so we watched some of the undercard stuff in there. And then we decided to, we were all going to go to our different seats. And me and Mrs. Cheapy were sitting together, and everyone else was sort of had, there was like three or four different sections. So you go up through like this elevator and you can get to the main arena. And the first thing that you notice is that everybody's extraordinarily drunk, which I, you know, I've been to sporting events before and I've seen, I know that people get drunk at sporting events, but it seems like at this, like extra drunk, like people just like walking out of the bathroom, tripping over themselves drunk. And that's fine. So we get to our seats and they're really nice seats and we're watching the fights, and it's actually easier to see everything. Even though our seats are really good, it's much easier just to watch it on the Jumbotron there, which is super nice. So we're watching the fight.
I put a link in the show notes there for you. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, the program? Let's see. I'm going to click on this shit. Yeah, that. It says official program.
It says official program right on the front of it.
That could be it. It's possible. Look, it was they were open. So
whatever, jerk, keep telling your story.
How much are they selling for on eBay?
Currently $120.
Oh, so I should have just grabbed like a whole stack of them and put them down my pants, basically.
Yes.
So we're watching the fight and people are like going crazy. They're super into it. It's like wrestling, like WWE wrestling, in that the fighters get on the mic afterwards and they start yelling at the fans, like antagonizing the fans, and the fans are...
By the way, the commemorative ticket alone is selling for $50 after the fact.
Okay, that I still have. That I have.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Right. I'm good, I think. So, yeah, people are like, you know, they're cursing the guy, they're cursing the fighter out. It's really, I was surprised to see that it was like WWE in that way. That there's a theatrics to it beyond just the pummeling stuff. Anyway, so like, and then we sit through like a couple fights, and the people in front of, like most people, the people in front of us are pretty drunk. They're like two Russian guys and a woman, and one of the guys is standing up. You know, he gets really excited and he stands up and he starts cheering, and he just doesn't sit down ever. Just does not, he's like not sitting down. Of course, the one guy who's standing up in Madison Square Garden is standing right in front of us. And when he's not, when it looks like he's just not sitting down. So I say, excuse me, could you sit down, please? And he doesn't do anything. So I say it a couple more times. And finally, he turns around and he says, why? So I say, well, you know, we can't see anything because, you know, you're blocking us. He says, well, why don't you stand up? I said, well, then I'm going to be blocking everybody behind me. And he turns back around and I'm like, Mrs. Chiefy's sitting next to me. And I certainly don't want, like, I'm like the one sober guy in the place. I don't want to get into a fight at UFC over the guy, some drunk asshole standing in front of me. But luckily, he just, after like five more seconds, he decided to sit back down again. So I saved the day for everybody, guys. I'm the hero.
We're all very proud of you.
And then later, like, then they left for a while, and then later...
I'm so glad a fight didn't break out at your fight.
Then later, they left for a while, and they came back, and... He like stood up again, just like for like, you know, like a normal person when they stand up and get excited at a sporting event, you stand up for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever, and then you sit back down again so the people can see. He got up again and cheered like a normal person. And then when he sat back down, he's like, he said he made some remark or something like, am I blocking you again or something? And I just said, yeah, you don't need to be an asshole about it.
And that's when you stabbed him in the throat.
No, I just said that, and that was it. I didn't stab anybody. Anyway, so then I had to leave the fight pretty early, and like the main events, like the main card, doesn't start.
You didn't see the main one,
dude. Listen. Forget about the main one. They have the undercard fight start at 8 o'clock, okay? There's like six or seven fights. Then they have the main fights. There's like six or seven of those. Those start at 10. They don't really start until like 10:30 or so. By the time the title fight is going on, it's probably like 2 in the morning. I don't know what time it is. 1 in the morning, maybe. Either way, for any of those fights, I'm not getting home till 3 in the morning. And I got a ping pong tournament the next day in Manhattan. So, I can't. How late can I stay there for?
You should have just stayed in Manhattan.
I could have, yeah, spend how much money just to stay in Manhattan?
Well, how much were the tickets?
I didn't pay for the tickets.
That's my point.
What's your point? I don't care about UFC. It didn't mean anything to me. I just want to see my friend. And I told them ahead of time that I had, I had to leave early and stuff.
You could have stayed in a cheap hotel in Manhattan. $200.
Right. Mrs. Chivy doesn't want to hang out. I don't know. Whatever.
So how'd your ping pong tournament go?
So
did you win?
I did win, actually. I won two matches. I won two matches and I lost six matches.
And that wins?
What's that?
And that wins?
What do you mean wins?
He didn't win the whole thing.
Oh, no, okay. I didn't win the whole thing. I just got two wins.
Oh, okay. You won your division or something with six record.
No.
He won the tall white guy division.
I won the horrible hands player division. Down. Listen, they have several different I learned a lot about, what do you even call this? It's not professional table tennis, but serious table tennis tournaments. So this is a USA table tennis tournament with ranked players.
Competitive. I would say.
Yeah, competitive table tennis. So what you have to do to enter one of these tournaments is you have to join USA Table Tennis and pay a membership fee of $75 a year, or you have to pay a $20 tournament pass. And for this, I've never done this before, so I'm an unranked player. And as an unranked player, even if I won every match, you won't advance at all because you're unranked. So that's the rule until you have a ranking. So, which wasn't going to happen for me anyway, because I had no idea what I was doing. But it was a really great experience. It was at FIT, which was quite nice in there. I did lose to three children badly. An 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 13-year-old, all boys. Those kids are good. They're so low to the ground. They can really they spin the ball like 1 foot off the floor. And you're basically fucked. Or I'm basically fucked. But it was a lot of fun. I spent the whole day basically losing losing at table tennis.
Getting fucked by 13-year-old boys.
Yeah. But I did, I won two matches against ranked players. So there.
Congratulations.
So will you be ranked now?
So I will be ranked now.
Oh. Ranked what?
Where do we find these rankings?
I'll let you know. Don't worry. Okay. It's not live yet.
I want to know what number ping pong player you are in the world.
It's not world ranking. It's a USA ranking.
That's how we can introduce you.
It's just it's a USA ranking, not a world ranking. That's something
USA
else.
Ranked ping pong player, GPD, right. number 7.
700. They don't rank it that way. The higher the score, the better you are. So if you're like 2,500, I think that's like God mode.
So I was right when I said number 7.
I could be number one. I beat two people. I don't know what they were ranked though. I'm thinking I don't know. Well, I'll let you know. We don't need to guess when it doesn't really mean anything to anybody anyway. But it was a lot of fun, and I would definitely. They do it again in the spring. So I'm going to do it again in the spring. I expect to do better in the spring and not be as nervous and use my legs more, which is always the key. Thank you. What is this thing? What is Jitney?
Jitney's a play. I go see plays. I'm very cultured.
You do?
Yeah, I have season tickets to the Cincinnati Playhouse.
He's had season tickets for plays forever.
Yeah.
How come we've never heard about them before?
We have. You just don't listen.
Yeah, I only talk about them if I find them, I don't know, worth mentioning. Most of the plays are very good, but I don't know. This isn't a play podcast, really.
Mm-hmm.
But Jitney was really good.
It's a table tennis podcast.
Right, yeah. Exactly. We like to focus on table tennis and UFC. Jitney was really good. It's it's, does Wombat know what this play is? It's about Pittsburgh.
It's August Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's set in the 1970s at a, it's kind of like a cab company. It's, if you know what jitneys are, they're basically
yes,
like cab companies. Yeah, all of his plays are like in different decades. So this was the 70s decade. Just like a bunch of African American cab drivers. And it was really good. It was the way they got people on and off stage was kind of built into the phone ringing. So the phone would ring, they'd get a call, and then out would go some people and would come some new people. So it was good. It worked well.
If you're in Cincinnati, check out Jit.
It's done now.
So now you're screwed.
Yeah.
If you're in Cincinnati.
The reason I never talk about it either is because our tickets are for like the second to last night for each play. So not a lot of recommendation time in there.
I once met August Wilson when I was in college, and it was out of context. And it wasn't until like weeks later that I realized that I had met August Wilson. And I had totally missed on the whole opportunity. It was like he was a friend of someone that I worked with because it was Pittsburgh and apparently everyone knows everyone. And he just happened to be there and everyone was talking and it was like completely just like meeting someone at a cocktail party. Oh, and this is my friend and it's nice to meet you. And you shake hands and then you go about your business. And then weeks later, someone's like, hey, I can't believe August Wilson was at your party. And I was like, who, what? So my missed opportunity to be BFFs with August Wilson in the mid-90s.
I feel bad for you.
You should.
All right,
I have the memory that I got to meet.
That'll always be with you.
Exactly.
All right, let's do some show feedback from last week. This guy liked my best.
Before we do that,
story.
I just want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Fashion Angels.
What friends?
Our friends. We have friends there. They sent a care package to Sabrina.
They sent one to Emmeline as well, so I'll be part of this shout out.
Yeah, shout out from both Shipwreck and myself. She made a DC Superhero Girls Supergirl tutu, and it is actually surprisingly complex, and she did a really good job, and it came out really nice. So
I would wear that.
I bet you would. And next time you're at my house, it would fit you. She has other stuff to do too, like she has wristbands to make, and she did the Trolls glitter coloring book. Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys. Check it out, Fashion Angels. All right, now we'll go into show feedback.
That was pretty smooth.
Thank you. Sokotoa Goy has to say
Sokotoa.
Sokotoa.
Sine, cosine, tangent.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that's the how you know opposite over hypotenuse, adjacent over hypotenuse, opposite over adjacent.
That's how I know it.
it's trigonometry.
It's trigonometry from high school.
I was just doing that while we were doing the show, actually. I was just doing a little bit on the side, just for fun. With my left hand, actually.
Anyway, that Best Buy story, my stomach was churning as the awkward moments continued. I think most kegs have been there, and you just can't beat Best Buy's pricing and promotions most of the time. I love Best Buy, but those in-store visits to get the promos can be so frustrating. I've gone to online ordering or in-store pickup only. Like the Best Buy employee suggested, reordering and canceling is the best way to go. Yeah, there are a lot of comments about that.
I got a lot of on Twitter about it. The people really enjoy that. You feel bad for the employees at a certain point when you've come across this so many times and you know that the employee is going to have to go through this for the whole rest of the day. You just, hopefully you have enough empathy in you that you feel bad for the employees at this point.
Right. The employee didn't come to work that day knowing anything about a sausage party going on.
Right.
Like
he wasn't like, I hope I don't have the information to satisfy my customers today.
Right.
Because somebody forgot to give it to me or nobody prepared us. Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad situation for everybody, but for the employees, it's definitely the worst. Yeah, that was at least I got a little bit of satisfaction out of telling the story.
Totally.
It was a healing moment.
Healing process. Hexagon has to say the funniest moment, without a doubt, in this podcast.
That's geometry. His name's Victor Geometry.
He is. Look at that. It's all math all the time. Was when CheapyD, the founder of an empire called Cheap Ass Gamer, !! exclaimed he didn't care about a $10 or $15 savings on a game because, meh, Cheapy, you've lost your edge, man. Jokes aside, I'm a parent too, and I know that time is way more valuable than money in this stage of your life.
I'll own that embarrassment. That was pretty funny. I went back and I listened to that, and it was, yeah, it sounded
It was pretty
bad.
Damn funny.
It was very funny.
But that's the kind of stuff that makes the show great.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People knew what I really meant.
Yes. We all knew what you really meant. It was just the way you said it was very funny.
The reality is, I was thinking about my Black Friday experiences over the last 13 years. And the reality is, I spent most of them being in Tokyo, not being able to go to any stores, and just sitting at a computer, you know, working on it. But the time zone was different, so you didn't have to like lose sleep over it. So really, and a few years in America, staying up late. So I haven't had like a great, like, you know, good time, jolly good Black Friday experiences.
I told you should do what I usually do and won't be able to do this year.
Yeah, just go at some off hour if you have a chance.
Yeah, wait for the crowds to die down and just go to Target. And because you, who's not really looking to buy anything, might enjoy seeing what people bought, what they didn't buy. Like there's always a sad pile.
The carnage is fun to look at afterwards.
It is really fun to look at. I highly recommend it. Again, I'm sort of bummed that we're gonna miss it this year.
Right.
I'm not bummed that I'm going to a little inn in the mountains, but what can you do? I know. There's room left if you want to do that with me. They posted that they had a last minute cancellation on their Facebook page.
Can we bring Osaka Grandma? She's coming.
Yes, you 100% can bring Osaka Grandma.
She's coming.
No, they don't allow grandmas in this hotel.
I don't know. They might be racist. She's coming for her first Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
It's going to be exciting. And her first Black Friday at Target.
Nice.
Let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Yeah.
I saw a recent release movie.
I see.
I saw Trolls with Ty. It was his number one pick. That's a very strange movie. Do you know the basic plot of this movie?
My kids saw it. I did not. I heard that my wife said it was like a Cinderella story.
No, it's completely fucked. Okay, I'm going to tell you the basic plot. I won't tell you what happens at the end. No spoilers, I guess. The basic plot is there's a race of monsters, giants, I don't know what you want to call them, ogre-looking people, guys, that are unhappy. And the only way they can get happy is by eating trolls. And the trolls live in a tree in the middle of their village. And once a year, they eat the trolls and they on a holiday called Trollstice. That's the general plot of this movie. Doesn't that not strike you as bizarre? I was like, okay. Wait, what? That's the plot. And then, the trolls escape and sing cover songs of pop music, and then have more conflict with the ogre people. Ty loved it. It's his new number one favorite movie. It has overtaken Kubo and the Two Strings. I was a little sad when he told me that. I was like, "You sure?" He's like, "Yeah."
He's very fickle because those are two movies from this year.
We don't see a lot of movies in the theater.
I understand that.
He likes pop music and he likes singing and dancing. So his only
go see Sing. Are you going to go see Sing in December?
I don't even know what that is.
That's another movie.
Yeah, it's like American Idol with animals.
Yeah. We saw the trailer for that during this one. Yeah, he was on the edge of his seat the entire movie, literally sitting on the edge of his seat. He loved it. The only thing
I heard there were sad parts. Did you cry?
Sad parts? Did I cry? I probably cried. There was definitely, yeah.
When all the trolls got eaten at the end.
I cried everything. We'll get into this later, but yeah, I cried. I'll just tell you I cried. It doesn't mean much, though, really. It might. it was okay. I was entertained for the movie. It's not, it's children's movie length, which is great. you know, for some. I would say as far as kids movies go, I was definitely entertained, and definitely it's so weird. You're wondering if it's really appropriate for kids the whole time, not because it's violent. Well, it is. I mean, the trolls are getting eaten. I don't know. It's a strange movie.
I don't know. My son had no problem with it.
Yeah. It's not, I don't mean not in that way. It's just, it's like, you know, like the trolls are taking drugs basically.
They weren't like talking about it though incessantly after the movie. So I don't know how much it really like stuck with them.
Right. So. Ty's only complaint that there was no dabbing in the movie. He felt like dabbing,
like a problem.
Dabbing could have taken the film to the next level in his mind. I've also been watching The Crown on Netflix, which is about Queen Elizabeth. It's excellent. I'm only on episode two, but that episode was episode two was really good. So I just wanted to let people know, if you were looking for something the exact opposite of trolls, it's probably The Crown. And it looks great in 4K. Woo woo. What about you, Wombat? What have you been watching?
I haven't been watching much, but they did announce this week that they're going to have an Inhumans TV series next year. And I'm pretty psyched for that because I'm a big fan of the Inhumans. One of my favorite characters of all time is Black Bolt. I'm a huge Black Bolt guy. So I'm kind of excited to see how Marvel messes that up on TV. But and this will lead us into a Read This Bitches. I want to recommend, if you haven't read it, the Jenkins and Lee Inhumans miniseries is on Marvel Unlimited.
Wait, what? Leroy Jenkins, what?
Yeah, Leroy Jenkins. No, Jenkins, and I forget their first names. They wrote this Inhumans miniseries that's on Marvel Unlimited. It's probably the best Inhumans comics ever written, and it's totally worth reading if you're interested in knowing about them before the series starts next year. I mean, it's only like 6 issues. It'll take you probably an hour, but totally worth reading because it's awesome.
Nice. At Blow Julian writes in and asks if Shipwreck stopped reading comics. No, Read This Bitches makes me sad.
I haven't stopped reading. I'm just a couple weeks behind. We had my daughter's birthday party in mid-October, and I've been struggling to catch up since then.
I guess we'll let it slide this time.
Yeah, I bought.
Can you hear my dog?
I bought a good $30 worth today. So
build that backlog up. I can't hear your dog.
Reading, have you been reading Vision at all? I'm up to May. They released all the May-ish everything through early May on Marvel Unlimited this week.
I think so, I'm one issue behind on Vision.
Okay.
But yeah.
I read it every time it shows up in there. So I think what am I on? Like issue 6 or 7 at this point?
Okay.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Every issue leaves me depressed, and I say, I don't like this comic. I'm not gonna read it again. And then every time there's a new issue, I go, oh, the new Vision, and I read it.
It's just really well written.
It is very well written, and every time it's like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah, I don't even like licensing stuff. It's really good.
Yeah, Cheapy, you would like it because it's almost like a family drama, but it's a comic book, and it's dark family drama.
Yeah, like it could definitely be one of these depressing shows you watch, Cheapy.
Uh huh.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's more depressing TV show than it is, like, you know, I've been also reading all new X-Men because I like how that goes, and that's a completely different tone.
Nice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday's coming up. Do we need to talk more about Black Friday? I mean, people have the spreadsheet.
We kind of did already.
I'm assuming people have the spreadsheet, and that's all you really need. Right.
One of the games I was going to buy for Black Friday, I wound up buying this week. So now I don't have to do it on Black Friday.
What'd you get?
What game was that?
I bought Titanfall 2.
Nice. You were going to like that game.
I bought it for $30.
Yep, you're going to like that game.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
rent it.
Unfortunately, it showed up today, so I wasn't able to play it yet. But it's sitting on my table ready for me to play it. I'm like, $30. I'll spring for that. That totally seems worth it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get my Titanfall on. I gotta have it on Xbox One, which I know is not the Shipwreck console of choice for this game at this time. But
well, I just got it for PS4. I really didn't have a. There's no reason to buy it for one or the other, I don't think.
No, I just means I can't play with you. So what can you do?
Play a part.
So Huh? Yeah, exactly. Play a fart. That's what we'll do. But if you're looking to play this with me, that's where I'll be. Ooh. Other people listening.
Excellent. All right, before we do new releases, let's do a quick word from our friends at Harrys.com.
Mm-hmm.
I just went for my weekly head shave and face shave with my Harry's blade in my shower. Now that I got that shower mirror, I'm very good to go. I'm really enjoying the new Generation 2 blades. I think they've done a nice job there. And yeah, if you use coupon code CAG, Harry's is going to throw in a post-shave bomb with your order. And you can also sign up for a free sample for just covering the shipping at $3.
Shippering?
Shippering is $4.
Don't go for shippering. Make sure you get the free shipping.
Yeah, I think you'll be really impressed with the quality of Harry's for what you're paying, because you're really paying a discount price and getting a really nice product there. And quality is 100% guaranteed. So if you give Harry's a shot and you don't like it, which is probably not going to happen, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's ever used a Harry's razor that hasn't been thrilled with it. Like, legitimately thrilled. Like, I can't believe I was using another razor. What the hell is wrong with me? Why am I so stupid? How come no one told me about this before? My life has been an empty, meaningless shell. I don't understand what I've been doing with my life. I need to reassess all of my choices. That's how good Harry's razor is.
So go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG and get your free post-shave bomb with your order. It's great. Thank you, Harry's. Let's do the new releases.
Okay. Ooh, I just got an email.
About new releases?
about newly released shipped items from GameStop to me.
Ooh.
I got some NES classics on the way.
Oh. How many do you have?
Those were the ones that I ordered that night. So immediately after last week's show, we got done around recording a little bit before 11. So maybe 10:45 or so. So that was the night that the NES classics were coming out. And so I got done recording, went upstairs. Mrs. Shipwreck said, "We're out of milk and coffee creamer." So I went, "Well, I guess I'll go to Walmart then and see what's happening with the NES classics at the same time." So I got there, went back to the electronics section. They said, "Oh, they're over in the layaway is where you need to go, and they're doing all the NES classic stuff over there." So I walked over there, and as I get there, I tell the guy I'm there for the Nintendos, and he said, "I just handed out the last ticket." So
wah, wah.
Right.
Did he say sucker?
Right. He implied it. Last one, it was definitely implied. He's like, "Well, if you stick around until 12:30, and this was like, it was just after 11 when I got there. It's like, if you stick around here until 12:30, if nobody uses their ticket by then we'll sell anything remaining." And I was like, okay, thanks, but I think I'm going to go. So then I went over to Meijer, which isn't too far from there. Just to see what the scene was there. And I got there and there were three people. Well, there's an employee and three people standing in electronics. And so I, of course, ask again about the Nintendos, and the employee tells me, "Well, we're only getting three and these three guys here are buying them." So I'm like, "Oh, okay." And like, as I'm walking away, one guy's like, "You should go try Walmart. I called there earlier and they were supposed to get some." And I'm like, I that's where I just came from. Then another guy standing in there though is like, "I'll sell you mine for $200
class, straight class,
right? I just like looked at him and went, "No, I don't think so." And he's like, "Okay, have it your way."
Have it a normal person's way,
right? So I was like, I'll just go buy it online. That's what I told him, and I think he like thought, "Oh, good luck." So yeah, I went home. I stayed up until, what time was it? It was like a little bit after one, I think, when Best Buy and GameStop put the NES classics up on their websites. I got an order in at Best Buy. I got the GameStop order in first. And GameStop's site was just like just crashing like crazy. Just super slow. Pages were taking forever to load.
Bots.
Yeah, the bots were hitting it hard. But I finally got it into the cart. I was just clicking away. Like everything's just like super slow. I get to the end and my total is like $100 and something. And I'm like, whatever. Just go through. I'm like, maybe I got one of these stupid bundles in my cart. I don't know what had happened at that point because I'd been clicking stuff so much that who knows what was in there. Turns out I had ordered two NES classics and a extra controller from GameStop. So then the Best Buy one went live and I'm like, well, I'd rather order it from Best Buy because I have more faith in Best Buy. I get the reward zone points. I get the Best Buy one, no problem. Like it went through just like I was ordering, better usually than when I'm ordering online at Best Buy. No cart issues, nothing. So then right after that, I got an email from GameStop saying my credit card had been declined because my credit card company had like done a fraud protection thing on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, ah, great. At least I got this one into Best Buy. And have you had that happen at GameStop before?
Fraud protection stuff?
Yeah.
I do never get fraud protection with I use Amex mostly.
Okay.
And I find that if I use Amex, they don't give a shit.
Great. Perfect. The way that you resolve this...
It's happened to me before.
The way you resolve this with GameStop, they send you an email. You have to reply back with resolved in the title. And then that has to go through like a 3-day process here. For what? Somebody else to like send me back an email that says that they saw that it was resolved. And then another 24 hours later, somewhere between 12 and 24 hours, they will try to charge the card again. And so I'm thinking this whole time, well, this just, they've shipped out my NES classics by now.
Right.
But just right now I got the shipping confirmation. So
nice.
Merry Christmas, everyone, basically.
Yay.
Except not everyone. Probably not.
And you got your Best Buy one.
I got my Best Buy one. I've been
dreaming classics.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. It's new releases.
I've
been playing a little bit with my NES classics. The cables, of course, are ridiculous.
They're very short. I have one also.
What is up with this controller cable? This is 2 feet long.
I know. Why would they do that?
The only possible scenario to play this thing is setting it up at your computer. At a desk.
I assume is it just so it could fit in that cute little box? Is that why they made the wire so short?
There's no reason for this wire to be this short.
No, and they sell the extenders. You can buy an extension for your wire.
Aren't those all third party or did Nintendo make one?
Yeah, they're all third party. So, and they're $10.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
No. Have you seen the size of the controllers on the Japanese version?
Hilarious.
Yeah, they're a little itty bitty.
Yeah. They scaled them to the size of the console.
Right, exactly.
I guess. Yeah, pretty
yeah, no, yeah. I don't have an extra controller. That's the other thing I'm missing.
Well,
how is it? How's the quality of the emulation? You have
to be sitting in your lap to use that second controller.
Yeah. I think the quality of the games is really good. I mean, you know, they're the games.
No lag, though?
No, they're not. That's not great. It's...
See, he's pickier than I am. It's like it's asking two different people.
No, it totally is. I think the emulation is fine for a casual audience who has not played these games. Or, I mean, I have a modded Nintendo that goes through the Frame Meister and does all this up-res.
Yeah, we know you're a super dork.
It does all that.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
even Ty knows you're a super dork.
Right, exactly. There's audio lag. There's just weird graphical stuff going on. There's definitely some lag in like Punch Out. I think that's what I've played so far that I could really tell right away that there was some lag.
You know, it's funny. I haven't played Punch Out yet. So,
I mean, they're playable. The first time through, like I booted up Mega Man 2.
There might be some lag in Bubble Bobble. Now that you say it,
I don't doubt it. I haven't tried Bubble Bobble yet. I literally plugged it in to where my computer is at, because that's the only place I can play this thing. And my daughter came in and saw that I was messing with something, and so she picked out the games to play. Like, she was sitting in my lap while I was playing them.
I had the same situation.
So she picked out Mega Man 2 because she knows who Mega Man is, because I'm a giant dork and I'm raising my kid that way.
Understand.
So I played through a level of Mega Man, got through it without any issues, really. So the lag it's acceptable. The audio in Mega Man it's off by, I don't know if it's a half second, something is off with the audio in Mega Man. And it probably varies a lot just by what you're plugging it into. I don't know.
I'm not noticing it being so awful, but again, that could just be me. I've really just been playing mostly Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr.
Okay.
So,
and I haven't really had a chance to mess around with the different settings, the different filters, and like pixel perfect mode or anything like that. To see if that helps.
I haven't done that either. I haven't played with any of that kind of stuff yet. I've just been playing the games. I tweeted this out when my son saw Donkey Kong for the first time. He goes, "That's just like the movie Pixels." I'm like, yes.
Great.
Just like the movie.
Thanks, Adam Sandler.
Uh-huh. So.
Do we think that Nintendo is going to nose, like Shipwreck posted on Twitter, they know that they have to send these out before Christmas, right? They're going to be able to make enough for everybody by Christmas time, right?
Do they know what Christmas is? Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
I mean, this is... We're assuming that they're just doing the Japanese lineup thing, where people assume it's a big line and it's great and trying to build the hype like they always do. But do they know for sure? Do we know for sure that they know that they have to get these on the store shelves like pretty fucking soon? Otherwise, people are just going to buy something
else.
They're
not going to have enough. The demand for these things is unreal. I mean, everybody between like 25 to 50, that age range, this is just a no-brainer Christmas present for that age range.
It's the perfect price.
Yeah.
Perfect size. It's fun. It's a cool gift. It's not, you know, it's a lot more cool than a sweater.
Even if you don't play it, it looks cool on your shelf.
Right. You can be the aunt or uncle.
Yep.
But no, it's such a fucking hassle to get. No aunt or uncle's that cool. They're not going to fucking figure out how to, like, unless your uncle's Shipwreck.
I have to thank my wife who waited on a line for an hour to get one.
See?
Not with your uncle. With my son. Though. The two of them sat down and waited for an hour.
Fuck that. That is insane. I would not do that.
You know, I didn't even ask her to. She wanted to do it. I was like,
that's a great wife. I would do that for somebody else. I wouldn't do it for myself. But she did it for you. That's really nice.
She did it for me. Yes, lovely. It was very nice. She had her in. She knew where to go and what time to be there.
Right.
The last time I checked, there was 5,000 of these on eBay. That was a couple days ago.
I saw that eBay has some limit now. You can't... Maybe there's only a certain number of these allowed to be listed at once, or is it per seller? I saw some people complaining about some restrictions that eBay had put up about not being able to list too many of these. Maybe it's per seller. I don't know.
Game, but
something in place.
If people are complaining that they can't sell enough of these.
Right, right. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not reselling the two that are coming from GameStop.
We know. We know your Uncle Shipwreck, the cool Uncle Shipwreck. Any, do we need to talk about, what do we got? Dishonored 2?
But I'll sell my used one for $3,000.
I also might have...
Autographed.
I also might have a hash
delivered
final.
To your house.
We haven't gotten the shipping confirmation yet, but Mrs. Shipwreck was able to order one of those. If you don't know what a Hatchimal is, it's because your kid hasn't told you that they want one yet.
Yep, I don't know.
No, my kids don't want Hatchimals. It's come up. They're not interested.
They say that now.
Did we talk about these games last week? Watch Dogs? I don't remember. Dishonored.
Well, we talked about Watch Dogs.
It's getting
at the
good
top
reviews.
Of the show.
Everything's getting good
reviews.
We're
talking about vagina.
Everybody, go buy stuff. I guess Watch Dogs 2 currently has an 84
everything.
On Metacritic. Dishonored 2 currently has a 90 on Metacritic. I will not get around to playing those games anytime soon.
Wow.
No, I'll probably play Dishonored.
It's
when
tough
it
for these
price.
Games that come out now, like later. I know it's. Yeah, close to Black Friday, because a lot of gamers have already bought all the big releases leading up to that. So,
And we know what the Black Friday deals are. Everyone listening to this show knows what the Black Friday deals are, and they know that if there's a game that they've been waiting on, that they're just going to get that. Like, for me, I would 100% pick up Deus Ex on Black Friday for $25. That's a game that I've been waiting for to hit that price. So, again, I would wait for the crowds to die down, walk into Target, pick up Deus Ex for $25. So, I don't know. It's, but that's why I would skip Dishonored, because I don't need Deus Ex and Dishonored at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So, too many games. But at least they're all good, apparently.
Yep. Yeah.
Should we move on to multi-platforming Wombats Overwatch Onslaught / news and stuff?
Sure. Are you playing the new update, Berser Burps a lot?
Yeah, I sure am. All day long.
How is Sombra?
Sombra? I haven't played Sombra. I did play Sombra on PC on the test server. She's a difficult character to play, so it's probably not for me. You probably have to do a lot of studying to use Sombra, because she's all about like sneaking around and hacking stuff.
Running to the center, shooting people, wait 5 minutes, run to the center.
No, stop. So listen, I'm going to tell you something. So along with Sombra is a big update for the game, which includes something called the Arcade. Now listen up, Wombat, because maybe the Arcade is for somebody like yourself.
Do you play Donkey Kong?
No.
Then you're out. That's kind of what I'm into these days.
You're out, I guess. So the Arcade basically is like a mashup of game modes. So they had, like, this week it was 1v1 mystery battles. So you select that, and you're playing Overwatch 1-on-1, and you're both the same character against some random dude. And the cool thing,
sounds boring.
But listen. The cool thing about this is, for each of these weekly events, if you win it once, you get a loot pack. Normally, you got to play a lot. And so each week, it looks like they're going to have two of these arcade events where if you just win it once, you get a loot box. And also, if you win for every three games that you win in the arcade, you get a loot box. So there's a lot of loot boxes that are available for easy pickings, apparently.
You get a loot box.
Exactly.
You get a loot box.
So it's nice to see. They've really put in a lot of effort to keeping this game going and to rewarding the players. They've buffed Pharah now. She can fly. You don't care. Let's let's talk about Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
You finished it, right?
I heard it's very good.
I just finished it. I just finished it this afternoon. What a phenomenal ending to that game. I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I cried at the end of that game. Maybe not as much as the Trolls, but a tear rolled down my cheek at the end of that game. It was very well written. Like, I'm not saying that it was some great piece of Shakespeare or anything like that, but it was the perfect amount of story for a Call of Duty game. Like, I knew exactly what was going on pretty much at all times.
You cared
about
the
main characters were. I cared about the character. When certain characters would die, I was like, oh wow, that sucks. I'll say that when I finished the game, I was like, wow, this is really just well done. And I looked up to see who wrote the story, not, you know, just to see. And
no,
it was this,
I think, yes. I
it was the
just
same,
wondering that.
Yeah, it was this guy Brian Bloom, and he's a voice actor as well. And the funny thing is, like, I'm like, Brian Bloom, that name sounds really familiar. So I looked
Judy
him up.
Judy Bloom's brother.
Long Island Zone?
Yeah. He grew up in my town of Merrick. And I remember he's a little bit older than me. And I remember hearing about Brian Bloom, the actor.
Yes, you know, if you lived on Long Island, people know who he is.
Anyway, so he was in the game and he wrote the game. Wrote the story, cool. Rather. Yeah. Anyway, the gameplay was really great. I love all the space stuff that they included, the combat. I thought the ship combat, is it the best ship to ship combat ever?
I remember when he was on that soap. He was on As the World Turns, and he actually came and did like a talking at my high school.
Right. No, the ship combat. It's better than what you expected, though, right? Going in.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It was fun. It never felt like a chore. It was sort of like the right amount of difficulty as well.
The floating through space ones, like when you're boarding the other ships, those missions are a lot of fun.
So awesome. When you're the zero G missions outside the spaceships, where it looks like you could just float away. Yeah, it was great. I just really loved the gameplay, the story. I like the robot. I liked Ethan. Ty really enjoyed Ethan. Yeah, the characters had personality. It was just like, this is a Call of Duty game. Like, if you didn't know this was a Call of Duty game, like if someone just handed you a disc and you played it and you didn't look at it, there was no titles on it, I don't think you would know this is necessarily a Call of Duty game. I mean, it feels like something else, really. I really enjoyed it. I like the robot combat. It was really fun. Really fun. Well done. I didn't touch the multiplayer at all.
Those grenades are great too.
All kinds of different fun grenades to use. It was just really fun. Good, great campaign. I see like the zombie stuff with David Hasselhoff in it. I watched, did you sit through the credits?
Yeah. Yeah. All the music's fantastic in that. Like that's why I went and played the zombie stuff. Except like, where's all this music at? It's just like so much great 80s music.
It must be it's in the zombie stuff, right?
It's in the zombie stuff. Yeah.
A theme from Knight Riders in there. Shit, but I had to I returned it to Redbox today because it was getting ridiculous.
Would you buy it on Black Friday at a discount?
See, here's the thing. I don't think I have much interest in the multiplayer or the zombies stuff, so I don't know.
Would you buy the Ultimate Edition with the remastered Call of Duty 4?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I don't think so. I think I'm good. I mean, I don't need to. I've invested time and money. I think I'm good. I don't think that makes like saying anything bad about the game. I experienced the game.
How dare you say something bad about the game?
No, I mean I'm not being down on the game. I mean
believe you're down on the game.
I played through the game. I literally had an emotional experience playing a Call of Duty game, which sounds crazy. I think we're good.
I think that they have. At least I hope that they have a path forward to make multiple ones of these. Because they've been kind of searching for their secondary Call of Duty franchise.
Yes.
They went through the Ghosts, and that didn't really pan out. They've been, I don't know, they've got their Black Ops, and they've been looking for this second series, their Horizon-type series.
Yeah, totally. Keep Brian Bloom as your writer. He seems to know what he's doing. And you know, meanwhile, I'm playing on PS4 Pro. It looks ridiculous. It looks absolutely stunning. And I'm telling Mrs. Cheapy, you have to watch me play Call of Duty because you're not going to believe it. But, you know, she would just look up and go, oh yeah, it looks great. And then go back to her phone. So she wasn't necessarily that impressed by it, but this is one of the best looking games that I have seen. It just looks fantastic. It makes a good case.
I'm glad that
PS4
my feelings
Pro.
About it at E3 weren't ill-placed. Like,
no, we were excited about it. I got made fun of.
It was hard to like have that opinion because it's like, what's the best thing you've seen? That Call of Duty game.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You said that. I mean, I was on that Screw Attack show, and then people made fun of me for saying Call of Duty.
I remember that. I remember people really getting on your case about that.
The YouTube comments. Because you were reading me the YouTube comments.
That's right.
I was like, I don't read the YouTube comments. And Wama's like, well, I'm just going to send them to you in instant messengers. So you can check them out.
That's right. I forgot. I'm an asshole.
But no, it was really, who cares about being right? It was just, I thought it was fantastic.
There's nothing wrong with being right.
Sure, sure. But I hear that the Titanfall 2 campaign might even be better.
Better, but in a different way.
I'll let you know next week.
Me too.
Boom.
Are you playing it too?
I'm going to rent it. I'm going to rent it.
Play it. It's definitely worth a playthrough.
You should go buy it. It's $30.
But I'm not going to play. I just know I'm not going to play. Well, maybe I will.
You play Overwatch? What?
Yeah, maybe. I'm so bad. I was so bad at the multiplayer. We'll see. Maybe I'll. Is it still $30?
No, I think it went back up.
I don't know. It was less than one.
I blew it.
You may have.
I'm afraid. Am I going to cry at the end of Titanfall 2?
Probably.
You cry at everything, though.
Right. That's why I'm saying probably.
Oh, man. I was not expecting that. You don't want to be sitting on your couch at like 2 in the afternoon.
Call of Duty has a little bit better characters than Titanfall does.
Here's one more thing about Call of Duty and sort of... Oh, hold on one second. I got to look at this outline. Okay, we're moving into... Oh, fuck. Well, we'll talk about this other shit next week. I want to talk about the PS4 Pro for a minute. Yeah, so PS4 Pro, I've been playing with it a little bit, and I've been doing a lot of research and reading about the experiences that you have on different games. And I know that Shipwreck was concerned about this happening because I think we did a story on it 2 weeks ago about Skyrim. That Skyrim was actually running, like the frame rate was better on the standard PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had enhanced it to the point on PS4 Pro.
I'm still playing a lot of that, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
Like way too much. But go ahead.
So with Watch Dogs 2, it looks amazing on PS4 Pro. I watched the Digital Foundry on it, and you know, they were really like impressed with the upscaling and everything. The problem was on intense scenes, the frame rate would drop. And that doesn't happen on PS4 version at all. And Sony's rule was you can't put out a version on PS4 Pro that doesn't have the same frame rate as the standard PS4. And now it looks like this is something that's a common thread. And people have been writing in and they want to know, hey, if I don't have a 4K TV, should I still buy a PS4 Pro? And now the answer seems to be overwhelmingly no, because you're not going to benefit. There's no way to turn the shit off on the PS4 Pro on most of these games. So if you have a 1080p TV and you buy a PS4 Pro and you start playing Watch Dogs on it, you're automatically going to get the PS4 Pro quote-unquote optimized version, and you're just basically going to see the shittier frame rate and not any of the graphical upgrades. So that's a problem.
Yeah, it sounds like a piece of shit of a console.
It sounds like they need to
turn it in a box.
They just need to. It seems like something that is very easily fixable with a little bit of quality control.
You know what else is easily fixable? Patching in the ability to plug an external hard drive into one of these things.
And you know what else I'm surprised it's missing? And I just assumed was going to be there? Like an infrared port so I could control it with my Harmony.
Yeah, none of these things.
You still can't turn it on.
You know what else is missing? A 4K Blu-ray player.
That is also missing. Shanafan wrote in and wanted to know if that's going to hurt the PS4 Pro down the line.
I think it's going to confuse a lot of people that buy 4K Blu-rays and stick it in there not knowing that they bought a machine that doesn't play them.
I think we're going to see a revision, right? That has a Blu-ray player in at some point.
I think so. I don't think this is the last PS4 Pro that we're going to see. And
so what do they call
it? The reason why I haven't jumped on board.
Right. The Pro PS4 Pro?
The PS4 Pro Slim.
Yes. Pro S.
Oh.
I will say it's still too loud for my liking, you know, at the emotional end of Call of Duty. I just really wanted to hear the sound of my own sobbing, but no, I had to hear the fans of the PS4 Pro. Kind of took me out of the moment. I'm not even lying. Not even exaggerating. I feel like there was something else I wanted to say about Call of Duty, but I don't know. I think maybe
I think you've said enough about Call of Duty.
I think you're right.
I think you're good. You're totally good on it.
Oh, maybe we're good. Are we good? Do we have any CAG bag here?
I don't know. You're the one who compiles that nonsense.
I sort of sprinkled it throughout the show, I think.
Well, there's this one we'll have to answer after you guys play Titanfall about which campaign is better, Call of Duty, Battlefield 1, or Titanfall this year.
Right. I think we're clear that Battlefield 1, I mean, we haven't been able to get too far in it.
But we also know that we don't necessarily want to go back to it.
Right. So I think we're going to list that one last.
Yeah. So I think by default. But I haven't played safe. Call of Duty, so, you know.
That seems, no, so good, though. You should rent it from Redbox.
I could. I don't know when. I'm going to play, let me play Titanfall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good call. You don't want to cry too much.
No.
Let's see. All right. Well, let's wrap it up then. It's late a little bit.
Sure.
Let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG. You'll get a free post-shave bomb added to your order for free. You could also sign up for a shave plan and pay just $3 shipping, and they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor and a 5-blade cartridge and shaving gel. Follow us on Twitter, at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals for all your Black Friday needs. You saw that PS4 Pro contest we have is almost at, it's about 9,500 retweets, I think. I don't know if we're going to hit 10,000.
Stink. You stink.
But we will be giving away an NES Classic, I think, by the time you listen to this. So it'll be interesting to see which gets more retweets, the $400 PS4 Pro or the $60 in-demand NES Classic. I feel like Nintendo fans would retweet it more just to have like the pride to say that it was more popular.
Good luck with that.
This is serious research, Wombat.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Batship Consultants, which should be on top of this.
Oh, and well, we are.
You are. Is there a Uninformed Opinions this week?
No, not this week. It was Christian's birthday on Monday.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Christian.
There you go. He has a new comedy album coming out soon, too.
I saw that. His last one was excellent. I told you. I listened to it on the airplane. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Well, listen to us. Are we doing a show next week? Next week is Thanksgiving. I think maybe we're off. I feel like we're off next week.
All right. I'm out of town on Thursday and Friday of next week and Saturday and Sunday for all intents and purposes. But
unless we can do it Wednesday, but then Thursday. No, I don't know.
I have to get up too early in the morning on Thursday and drive. It's not going to happen.
No, not Thursday. I'm saying Wednesday.
I know. I'm not like you at UFC. I have to be up early the next morning.
To play ping pong.
Yes. Yes.
To lose to an 11-year-old boy.
Exactly. To deal with two children in the backseat of a car for 3.5 hours.
That might be more stressful.
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out where the next show is, and we'll let you know. We'll see you then.
Bread's done.
With you be the one to witness the birth of the incredible Nintendo Entertainment System, the one to play with Rob, the extraordinary video robot, batteries not included. He helps you tackle even the toughest challenge. Will you be the first to raise the incredibly accurate Zapper and play games like Duck Hunt or action-packed Hogan's Alley and high-flying Kung Fu, each sold separately? Will you be the one to experience the Nintendo Entertainment System? Comes with Rob, Zapper, Control Deck, two controllers, Gyromite, and Duck Hunt.